Craig, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much for joining us. So to kick off, outside of festivals, short films do seem to get the short stick a little bit.
Yeah, which is such a shame because, you know, so many of Australia's great filmmakers all started off making short films. But Sydney Film Festival has been showing short films for donkey's years for you know, since it started 60-odd years ago. But particularly since they've started having competitive categories for short films, most of the famous or iconic Australian filmmakers that everyone knows about today all came up through the ranks from making short films and having them shown at the festival.
Now, the Lexis Australia Short Film Fellowship, it's offering $200,000 split amongst four filmmakers, which is an absolutely huge amount.
It's the richest short film fellowship in Australia. So they get, $50,000 cash each for the four, which is pretty awesome because you can actually make a pretty decent short film for 50 grand.
What sort of, what would 50 grand cover for a short film?
Well, depending upon how much, what you're planning on shooting, you could actually do the whole darn thing on it. I mean, some successful short films have been made on a $10,000 credit card. It's, in fact, that's a fairly popular way of doing it. So 50 actually means you can pay everyone who works on it, properly and pay union scale to the actors and stuff, as long as you don't have a cast of thousands or are wanting, insane special effects. You could actually do the lot on the 50 grand.
Now, another thing I read is that they also get to premiere at the Sydney Film Festival 2018.
Indeed, yeah. So each year the four get announced, they get the money, then they get a year to make their work, and then the work will be premiered during the Sydney Film Festival and shown on the big screen in the gorgeous State Theatre. And so, we started this program last year. The first four fellowship winners are currently making their films at the moment. I was talking to one of them the other day who's in edit hell up to her eyeballs. She was sending us all kinds of bits of video and stills from the set of the film that they were shooting near Wollongong. And, it's looking awesome. But she's at that very painful stage of the process whereby she's up all night editing away on it. But we're really excited to actually see the first four finished products in the State Theatre in June.
Very much looking forward to that one. Now, Craig, apart from funding, how do we actually get people excited about short films?
Well, it's the real problem is that they've stopped being shown before feature films at the movies. It was always a tradition in Australia and in most parts of the world that before the feature would come on, there would be one or two shorts or a newsreel or something like that. And so it's something that we've tried to revive and put back on people's radar during the festival each year. So we program a whole stack of shorts and we put them on before the feature film starts. And people love it, and people are shocked at kind of rediscovering how a short can be this small but perfectly formed little jewel that's almost like a condensed film, this kind of, scaled down but still equally powerful version. In Sydney, thank goodness, at least, there short films are supported through various other festivals too, like Trop Fest and Flickr Fest, but it would be awesome and it would be great to really support short filmmakers, I think, if we could persuade the cinemas to start reintroducing the idea of playing a short before the feature film. It just adds to everyone's experience and would give emerging filmmakers a little platform in which to show their stuff.
Now, before I do let you go, Craig, where can people get some information on the criteria for this? I know entries close on December 1st.
Yes, indeed. So people have to... But, it's a very easy fellowship competition to enter. There's no entry fee. They don't have to make a film for it. They've just got to submit a film that they have already made with a CV by 1st of December. So really, you're not talking about something that takes hours and hours, unlike many film-based competitions. If they just go to sff.org.au /fellowship. That's SFF, Sydney Film Festival, .org.au/fellowship. There's an online application process, really simple, really quick, costs nothing, and you could be in the running to be one of the $50,000 fellowship recipients, which is pretty darn awesome.
And we will pop that link up on the podcast, which you can find at 2SER.com. Craig, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Oh, no, thanks for helping get the word out about it, because we really want to see as many people as possible have the chance at this.